Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Coming up, we speak with Jerry Lee Lewis III.
He either shocks you in a way that you're scared of it, or maybe it shocks you in a way where it moves you and it makes you want to get up and just jump.
Much more coming up as we talk about his dad's career, recent awards, the Lewis Ranch tours, and so much more. In addition to hearing great tunes from his dad, the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, we hear from his aunt Linda Gail Lewis, her daughter Annie Marie Lewis, along with her husband Danny B. Harvey, and we'll kick things off with their cousin Mickey Gilley. This goes back to 1958. It's Call Me Shorty on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Just as long as the gals call me king. Yeah, the men will call me shorty, but I'm 5 foot from the ground.
Woo, huh?
Yeah, the men will call me shorty, but I'm 5 foot from the ground. But the gals call me daddy, I'm the biggest little man in town. I don't work for a living, I'm really in the know. Yeah. I don't work for a living, I'm really in the know. Away with the women and they give me all that dough. Just as long as the gal call me king. Yeah, the men will call me shorty, but I'm 5 foot from the ground.
Woo, huh?
Yeah, the men will call me shorty, but I'm 5 foot from the ground. But the gal call me daddy, I'm the biggest little man in town. I don't work for a living, I'm a really in the know. Yeah. I don't work for a living, I'm a really in the know. Got away with the women and they give me all their dough.
This is Annie Marie Lewis, and y'all are listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Let's talk it over, baby, before we start.
Sugar
pie.
Tani Marie Lewis and her husband Tani B. Harvey with Don't Lie to Me. It's from their Barbed Wire Heart project. We'll hear from Annie Marie's mom, Linda Gail Lewis, later on in the program. And we talk with her cousin, Jerry Lee Lewis III, in just a moment. But let's hear from his dad first. Recorded at the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany on April 5th, 1964, with the Nashville Teens backing him up. This live project is regarded as one of the best, loudest, and wildest live albums to date. It's a killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, Good Golly Miss Molly.
Good golly Miss Molly, baby, you sure like the ball. Good golly Miss Molly, baby, you sure like the ball. When you're rocking and rolling, you can hear mama call. From early, early morning to the early, early night, you can give a sunny coming, now she's running for the love of good golly Miss Molly.
Well, hey, that was Jerry Lee Lewis here on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And as promised, we have his son, Jerry Lee Lewis III, on the phone. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Man, it's so good to have you here. Now, you go by Lee, isn't that correct?
That's right. You call me Lee.
Very cool. Man, there's so many things that we can talk about. I've narrowed it down. You know, this is a daunting task to narrow down just a few questions. But we'll talk about the ranch tours and all kinds of fun stuff. Well, I just saw recently where your dad played the Stagecoach Festival in California, and a huge success, huge crowds out there.
Yeah, man, you know, from what I saw, we had somewhere between 40,000 to a 100,000 person crowd, and I mean, from all the video I watched, it just looks like he was feeding off all of that energy and having such a good time, and especially, you know, getting to hang out with some of his close friends like Tom Jones and Willie Nelson and Priscilla out there that weekend. It looked like it really translated to a really good time.
Now, you touched on something. Everybody wants to be around Jerry Lee Lewis, no matter how popular somebody might be or they might think they be. They all want to be around him, you know. And I saw pictures with Tom Jones and Priscilla Presley, and in recent years with, you know, Robert Plant and Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, and man, they all want to be around the killer.
Well, I mean, all of these guys, you know, they all are icons in their own right. But when you think about it, you know, they're all people, and all of us, no matter who you are, have the hero. And for these people, that hero is Jerry Lee Lewis, the rockin'est dude, if there ever was a rockin' dude.
Absolutely. Well, recently CMT had a series, Sun Records, and for me it was really touching to see some of the posts that you did on social media, you know, watching the show with your dad or having some questions and quotes that you were giving throughout the show and stuff. What was that experience like for you guys? guys?
Well, I mean, first off, as just fans of the show, it was awesome. You know, we were able to enjoy that as a family every Thursday night. And then to touch on the legacy, you know, Dad is always wanting to see someone pick the legacy up and give it the justice it deserves. And he really did enjoy watching the show and seeing the way they did portray a young Jimmy Lee and a young Jerry Lee. And, you know, seeing the interaction between those two guys, and, you know, the two guys who played them are Jonah Lee and Christian Lee. So almost in the family, as it were. And, you know, they've become almost our family, and we cherish the relationship we have with those two. And, you know, they were really able to translate their love for each other as brothers into the love that was between Jimmy and Dad.
That's actually a really amazing point, too. And also to think of, you know, of course, the show centering around the Million Dollar Quartet time, you know, and those particular artists, of course, Jerry Lee Lewis, right. Elvis, Johnny Cash, and Carl Perkins, and to have the last remaining member watching the show and commenting on it, that's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, and that's what Christian, the guy who plays Dad, he was really able to get some insight into who he was when he was younger. If he had a question, he could message me, he could give us a call. You know, he came to meet Dad while they were shooting the show here in Memphis. And, you know, he was able to get a lot of feedback from us into how to portray him. Whereas, you know, the other guys, Drake, who plays Elvis, and Dustin, who plays Carl, and Kevin, who plays Johnny, you know, they didn't really have an outlet they could go to really get some insight on who they were playing.
That's a great point. To be able to go to the source is pretty amazing.
Right, you know, I mean, just, I know Christian, when him and his brother Jonah met Dad, I know they had such a great time. You can look on their social media to see just how inspiring it was for them to be in his presence, because, you know, they're literally portraying him and his cousin on screen. You know, these aren't made up people. These are actual people. And at this point in time, they become historical figures.
Yeah. It was something I talked to Drake about earlier in the year, about how cool it was to watch all of them becoming friends and respecting each other in the same way that the people they're portraying became friends and respected
right.
each other.
Yeah, man. And then, you know, as actors and actresses and crew, they all talk about, you know, the family on set. But, I mean, it really was true how they were a tight-knit group and a family, and how they spent every day with each other. If one of them wasn't shooting, they were hanging out with the other one. And, I mean, it looked like they had a really great time in Memphis growing as a family.
Well, Lordy, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's growing in the meadow.
Down by the water.
I shall not be moved. I'm on my way to glory land. I shall not be moved. On my way to glory land. I will not be moved.
Down by the water.
I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. And I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
Glory. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree.
Yeah, on the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. On this rock of ages, I shall not be moved. And like a tree that's planted by the water.
Introducing the debut self-titled album from Celine Lee. Featuring songs like Big Girls Cry, Sayonara Sucka, and Tease It to Jesus. Celine Lee. Available now for digital download and soon on 10-inch vinyl at sleazyrecords.com. Celine Lee. We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard the Million Dollar Quartet, and I Shall Not Be Moved. The Million Dollar Quartet is, of course, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee's son, Lee, is our guest this hour. And, of course, it seems like there's so much talent in the family. It's almost unfair to the rest of us here. There's so much.
It's just a generation for me. Well, I mean, I can play bass guitar, but, you know, I can't hit those keys like Dad can. And, I mean, when you look at especially his generation, where it's him, Jimmy Swaggart, Mickey Gilley, my Aunt Linda, you know, all learning really how to play on that same stark upright piano that he still has to this day, that his parents mortgaged their home for. You know, how many people, regular people, know where the first instrument they learned how to play on is?
Yeah.
And then you have these people who literally shape the way music is today, and he still has his piano.
That's pretty amazing.
Hi, this is Linda Gale Lewis, and you're listening to that hard rocking man, Jammin' James Riley, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Yeah, he's my hard rocking man.
Hard Rockin' Man. That's Linda Gail Lewis from her album Hard Rockin' Woman. Her nephew, Jerry Lee Lewis III, is our guest this hour.
You know, it's amazing, too, to watch trends come and go, but your dad's music has always survived. I'm sure people will be talking about it 100 years from now. I mean, what is it, do you think, that makes him connect to people?
Well, I think where it connects with people is, you know, some of the music, all of the music, it shocks you. It either shocks you in a way that you're scared of it, or maybe it shocks you in a way where it moves you and it makes you want to get up and just jump. You know, rock and roll is raw in its purest form, and that's what these guys were able to do. They were able to channel that raw emotion that they had. And, you know, I compare rock and roll to the blues because, I mean, they really put all of their soul into the music they were making.
And, you know, it's amazing. It's something that lasted with those original guys. I just happened to see Johnny Cash. I think maybe it was the last Johnny Cash interview, and at some point, Jerry Lee's name came up and Johnny said, you know, I haven't seen him in a while, but, you know, I love him, you know, and there was a true love and bond that was established at that point that was never broken.
Right, and, you know, I think a lot of people want to believe that between all of those guys, Johnny, Paul, Elvis, Dad, you know, Charlie Ridge, Howlin' Wolf, all the guys at Sun Records, as it were, I think a lot of people would prefer to believe that there was a rivalry there between everybody and, you know, who was going to do the best and who was going to leave their mark the hardest. But really, at the end of it, they were all close friends. They were literally as close to being brothers as you could really get. Because, you know, with those guys are literally the architects of rock and roll. They're the reason why music went the way it went. And so to be able to connect with each other, I mean, that's a feeling that few people ever get.
Early one morning, it was drizzling rain. Round the curve come the Memphis train. Heard somebody holler and a million moan. The king is dead, but Lord, he still ain't gone. Lord, he still ain't gone. Lord, he still ain't gone.
My God, he still ain't gone.
If you want to get to heaven, got a D.I.E. You got to put on your coat and your T.I.E. You ride it in an L.O.G. You gotta make a commotion like a D.O.G. Like a D.O.G. Like a D.O.G.
Lord, have mercy, what's the matter with me? What makes me wanna love every woman I see? A raging when I met her, a raging again. Everyone I see looks like a place in it.
Lord, I got my name printed on my shirt. I ain't no ordinary dude, cause I don't have to work. I just got to town, now I'm gone again. But it's a different track, but it's the same old train.
It's the same old train. It's the same old train.
With their cover of the Waylon Jennings song, Way More Blues. It's from the album Class of 55, recorded at Sun Studios. It's Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Roy Orbison. Let's get back with our chat with Jerry Lee Lewis III.
My son is 17. When he was 9 years old, I bought him his first record player. And for money for Christmas, we were out shopping looking for records. And he comes over to me with a 45 of Great Balls of Fire on the Sun Records label. And he's like, I know what my first purchase is going to be. And of course, you know, a proud dad moment at that. And then I think it was
a proud moment for us, too, when someone chooses the killer as their first.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, it was like a year, maybe 2 years later, your dad played here in Nashville as part of Third Man Records for Record Store Day. Jack White was out in the crowd watching it, you know, with the rest of us. But yeah, I'd asked my son, you want to go see Jerry Lee Lewis? And he's like, oh, are you serious? I want to be able to tell my kids someday I got to see Jerry Lee Lewis. And you should have seen him, man, just during the show, just jumping up and down, so excited, you know, this 11-year-old kid. And it's just amazing to watch so many generations that discover Jerry Lee Lewis, and it's just the coolest thing to them.
Well, you know, it's really a testament to him and his peers, the legacy that their music really evokes. You know, I mean, the fact that it touches multiple generations of people, that it's really just amazing.
Thank you for coming out. We hope we get to do it again one of these days soon. Have a good rest of the year. We love you. God bless you.
Dextone Records presents the new 45 single release from Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers.
Man, I mean, okie boogie, it nearly drives you wild.
Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers present the limited edition, individually numbered single release of Okie Boogie
and Seven Nights to Rock.
Seven Nights to Rock. I got seven nights to roll.
Mastered at Capitol Records at the Capitol Tower in Hollywood. Available now at BernieDexter.com, JohnnyCool.com, and The Vinyl Bunker in Nashville, Tennessee. This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard the killer Jerry Lee Lewis recorded live outside of the Third Man Records headquarters in Nashville, Tennessee on Record Store Day in 2011. That's the very show I referenced taking my son to see his first Jerry Lee Lewis concert. And we're talking with Jerry Lee's son, Lee, this hour. We'll get back to that chat right after this from his dad's project, Mean Old Man. Jerry Lee Lewis teaming up with John Fogerty on Bad Moon Rising.
Hi, this is John Fogerty, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues with Jammin' James Riley.
I see bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Well, don't go around the night, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes are blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I feel the rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and run. You don't go around the night, it's bound to take you back. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hope you're quite prepared to die. Looks like we're in for nasty weather. One eye's taken for a night. Oh, don't go around the night, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. There's a bad moon on the rise.
A few awards that have come about this year. Earlier in the year, I was in Austin. He got the Master Award at the 2017 Ameripolitan Music Awards, which was really cool and really kind of embodies what they're trying to do with the whole Ameripolitan movement.
Well, you know, the people at Ameripolitan, Dale, Brett, Sylvia, everyone down there, they really get it. Like, they understand the legacy of the music. They understand the legacy of the people who put that music down, and they know where they want it to be, and they know where it should be in music history. So, I mean, they're honoring everyone the best way they know how, and they're really doing a good job at it. And, you know, the Ameripolitan Awards have become close to our heart, not only because, you know, they chose to honor Dad as a master and a stylist, which he definitely is, but, you know, they took the crusade up to start a petition to knock on the Country Music Hall of Fame's door to be like, hey, guys, wake up. What are you doing? Killer is not in your hall, yet a lot of the people that you have hanging in it are here and are playing country music because of his country songs.
Oh, sure. It's amazing and staggering to me to think that he's not in there. Of course, you know, he just got in the Blues Hall of Fame, and it just tells me, you know, he reached so many genres in country music. It was huge for him.
Well, you know, like Ameripolitan said, he transcended. You know, he's a stylist, just like his all-time favorites, you know, just like his inspiration. You know, he was able to transcend all genre of music, no matter what he was playing, whether it was rock and roll, whether it was country, blues. You know, he was able to bring his style to that. And, you know, when you have all of these different institutions that recognize him for that, you know, take it back to the Country Music Hall of Fame. You know, I watched the announcement ceremony of when they announced all the guys who were going to go in this year. And Jerry Reed was chosen as their veteran this year. And Jerry Reed is a heck of an artist, and he deserves to be in the Country Music Hall of Fame. But he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame before he passed away.
I agree.
He passed away about 8 years ago. And, you know, I watched his daughters get up and give that speech. And to me, as the son of someone who should be accepting that award, to watch them have to give that speech, it was like watching them relive the last 8 years. And that's not something that I want to have to do. I mean, it might be something I have to do, but they absolutely have every possibility and every chance to honor him and honor others while they are still with us, and they just don't.
Yeah, that is something that I like a lot about Ameripolitan, not only shining a light on some genres and artists that may not be recognized otherwise, because it's not the pop country thing or whatever, but also really respecting our legacy artists, and that's really important.
Well, like I said, they get it. They understand the legacy. They understand the people that built the legacy. And they want to make sure that everyone is remembered, because it wasn't just one person that built this legacy. It was a group of people that came together. They put music down all over, you know, different places. And it stands the test of time, but yet you have artists who should have been honored in, you know, multiple halls, and they're not being honored. And that's one reason super thankful for Ameripolitan, because they're really sticking it to the people that should already have it done.
Yeah, absolutely.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a sugar. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you trying to kill me? I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive crazy. Goodness gracious, just great balls of fire.
What else can be said about one of the greatest records of all time, Great Balls of Fire, sold over 1 million copies in the first 10 days of its release in November of 1957, ended up topping the U.S. Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart and the U.K. Singles Chart. Now let's get back to our chat with Jerry Lee Lewis III.
Let's talk about the ranch tours there at the Lewis home. I go out to Memphis often, and I love going to Graceland, and I love taking the tour at Sun Studios. But the fact that this Lewis home is still lived in, and you are actually giving tours and stuff, that's pretty amazing. That's a fact that is, like, you can't stress that enough. There's still holiday gatherings happening at this house.
Absolutely. You know, we come here for the holidays. You know, Dad's here on and off the property all the time. And that's why when people, you know, ask me, does he still live here? Did he move away somewhere else? I'm like, well, you know, yes, he does have another home, but I can never tell anyone that he doesn't live here, because he absolutely does. He's on and off the property whenever he wants to be. He'll come over to check on something, and then he's not leaving because it's his home. You know, this is our home. I was raised here. I spent the better part of 18 years here before I started going to school and going on, and then, of course, raising my own family. And, you know, now I'm back here. I've been back for more than a few years now, helping Dad on multiple different projects. And he was like, well, you know, I think it's time to get the ranch back open for tours again. I was like, okay, Dad, let's do this. And so the thing that really sets us apart from other museums or other homes that you're able to tour through is we, like you said, and like I will continue to say, we live here. This is our home. If I'm not open for business, there's a good chance that my kids are actually running the grounds like I used to do.
Yeah.
Because it's our home.
Yeah. Well, and you know every nook and cranny of that place. How cool is that?
Man, I've been under this house. I've been above this house. I can tell you so many things about it.
Things that maybe you can admit now, but maybe not when you were a kid. I don't know.
Well, you know, when you're on the tour, you hear a whole lot.
Oh, goodness. Well, tell people where they can find out information about it.
Well, you know, absolutely. Our website is www.thelewisranch.com. thelewisranch.com. There are, you know, a couple other things out there, so don't get that confused. You can always look at us on social media at Lewis Ranch Tours, and it's going to come up. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and we're really, you know, we're trying to drive it home and come out and see us here in Nesbitt, Mississippi. It's only a 20-minute drive from Memphis. You know, if you're at Graceland and hop on the interstate, you're out of some 15. So
that's pretty incredible. So I'm sure it will be part of, you know, every time I'm in Memphis at Sun or at Graceland, I see people from all over the world, and their one thing is to come see where all this was started, and you're just a short distance down there. I'm sure you're going to be getting a lot more people from all over the world, which is pretty cool.
Well, you know, our international guests, our fans the world over, I mean, all of our fans are important to us, and we want to make sure everyone can get here and have a good time. We've tried to make the website as easy to navigate as we can, you know, and if anybody has any issues with navigating it or any of our other media interests, there's a phone number to call. It's on the website. Give us a call. We're going to make sure you can get out here and see what you want to see and see what we want you to see. Because at the end of the day, we did this so that everybody could enjoy it. I mean, for instance, you know, the tours are capped at 15 people. There's never going to be more than 15 people on a tour that we have. We're trying to make it as intimate as we can, because when we walk through the home, we want you to feel like you're a guest in our home, just like any other person who's coming to visit us that day.
That's pretty amazing. And not only do you feel like a guest in your home, they actually are a guest in your home, which is pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Boy, that is rock and roll.
Well, it's been a long time as a rock and roll. Been a long time as a digital scroll. Let me get you back, let me get you back, let me get you back, baby, where I come from. Been a long time, baby, a long time, a long, 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 long time. Well, it's been a long time as a book of love. Can't count the tears of love, no love. Carry me back, carry me back, carry me back to Louisiana. I'm
time.
Oh, it's been a long time, baby, since I had some of your dadgum good Louisiana loving. You remember me, don't you?
Hey, this is Jammin' James Riley, and we get asked all the time about advertising on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You could ask yourself questions.
Listeners could be hearing about your brand right now. New album, festival, vintage clothes, whatever is a good fit. We'll help you get the word out right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Email us now, rockabillyandbluesradiohour@gmail.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, bluesradiohour@gmail.com. Your source for rockabilly, blues, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Jerry Lee Lewis with Jimmy Page on the Led Zeppelin classic Rock and Roll from the project Last Man Standing. Now we're talking with Jerry Lee's son, Lee, this hour. We'll get right back to that chat, but first, another tune from a project called The Survivors Live, recorded in April 1981 in West Germany and released in 1982 on Columbia Records. Here's Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis on I'll Fly Away.
As this long, sad morning, when this life is over, brother, I'll fly away. I'm going to a land where joy will never end. I'll fly away.
Well, Ben, I know it's probably a daunting task to look at the discography of your dad's and pick out a song, but I usually ask this of every interview I do. Is there a request of your dad's songs that you'd like to hear?
Man, one of my all-time favorites, and I don't think it ever gets played enough, is Middle Age Crazy. I think he did that song with just, I mean, he put so much soul into singing that song. You know, on the actual album version, it's not a piano track. So when he plays it live, he says he makes the composition up as he goes along because there's so many different stops and it's a lot of singing to the song. And I mean, man, it really hits home and I love it.
Well, man, we're going to play that here. Lee, thanks so much for this. Tell your dad hello for us and that we love the music. And I love specifically what you're doing to keep the music alive and his legacy alive, too.
Well, you know, it continues to be a living legacy. We build on it every day. He's been building on it for well over his career of 60 years, and it's very, you know, like I said, it's important to us. We're going to keep it going, and we hope it continues on forever.
That's awesome, man. Well, thanks so much.
Well, James, I really appreciate your time today, man. If you give me a call, I'm back anytime.
Today he traded his big 98 Oldsmobile. He got a heck of a deal on a new Porsche car. He ain't wearing his usual gray business suit. He's got jeans and high boots with an embroidered star. And today he's 40 years old, going on 20. Don't look for the gray in his hair, 'cause he ain't got any. He's got a young thing beside him that just melts in his hand. He's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can. Got a woman he's loved for a long, long time at home. Ah, but the thrill is all gone when they cut down the lights. They've got a business that they've been a while coming by. Been a long uphill climb, but now the profits are high. But today he's 40 years old, going on 20, and he hears of sword and affairs, and he ain't had any. And the young thing beside him, you know she understands that he's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can.
by request for Jerry Lee Lewis III. It's his dad, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Middle Age Crazy, released in 1977 on Mercury Records. Big thanks to Lee for spending time with us and talking to us about so many topics, including the Lewis Ranch Tours. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Our website is rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.